This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the things that a great nation deserves, needs, requires, is great leadership. At least from time to time, if not constantly. And in the United States, we've been very lucky in that regard. Mostly people who have been elected president of the United States have lived up to that famous John Adams prayer that he wrote to his wife about the first night that he was leaving the presidency, but he got to occupy the White House very briefly before he left the presidency and turned it over to the president who had served as his vice president, Thomas Jefferson. And his prayer was inscribed in a fireplace upstairs in the White House. It was inscribed by President Franklin Roosevelt years and years later. His famous White House prayer was, "May none but wise and good men reign under this roof." And now, of course, you can't say good men anymore. You have said good people or good men and women. But look, it's still John Adams saying it in 1801. It's a long time ago, and so it's okay. And when you actually look at the ratings of U.S. presidents and you look at the stature of most of the people who served as president, they have been fairly interesting, remarkable, dedicated, in some cases tremendously brilliant and able people. And one of the things that they do from time to time, and there are lots and lots of books like this, and I love playing this game, actually, and I love the whole fascination with starting in the 1930s, there was a historian at Harvard, and not the the son, Arthur Schlesinger Jr., but Arthur Schlesinger Sr., who was also a history professor at Harvard, began this practice of soliciting ratings to rate all the presidents of the United States. And what's fascinating to me is the way that some of those ratings have changed, and they've changed in a very dramatic way. And for instance, when Eisenhower left office in 1961, and he was elected two landslide terms, he was enormously popular, but he was a Republican, and there were Democrats who made fun of him because he wasn't the most articulate or crisp or witty or persuasive person answering questions at press conferences, but he actually was the first president who did regular press conferences, and he did more than any of his predecessors, as a matter of fact. Well, Eisenhower left office enormously popular, but he was rated by historians as a failure, as negative. And what's remarkable about this is how it's changed, and partially because of books that have come out about Eisenhower, because of confidential papers that have shown a perspective of how incredibly careful and perceptive and dedicated he was about foreign policy. And remarkable cabinet. In any event, he went from being rated 36th, I think, right after he left the presidency, to 6th. He is now rated as a great president. And this most recent poll, well, this is the story. The 2024 Presidential Greatness Project Expert Survey was conducted online between November 15th and December 31st, 2023, Respondents included current and recent members of the President's and Executive Politics section of the American Political Science Association, which is the foremost organization of social science experts in presidential politics, as well as scholars who had recently published peer-reviewed academic research in key related scholarly journals. The primary purpose of this survey was to create a ranking of presidential greatness that covered all presidents from George Washington to Joe Biden. To do this, they asked the respondents, all of these various academics and experts, to rate each president on a scale of 0 to 100 for their overall greatness, with 0 as a failure, 50 as average, and 100 meaning great. Okay, Abraham Lincoln aced it, as they say. Abraham Lincoln won a grade of 95.0, which is pretty amazing. And that's what's interesting here is that George Washington had always been rated second, and now he was rated third, because Lincoln is followed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Lincoln had 95, Franklin Delano Roosevelt had 91, George Washington had 90, and then there's a big drop-off after Lincoln, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the only president elected for three terms, and actually he was elected for four terms. And then Teddy Roosevelt, the four Rushmore presidents, of course, Teddy Roosevelt, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and Abraham Lincoln. They are very high ranking in the Presidential Greatness Project, but there is a surprise rank for number seven, which is Barack Obama. And do I suspect, I mean, the idea that Barack Obama would be rated ahead of Dwight Eisenhower now. Barack Obama's rated 7th. Dwight Eisenhower's rated 8th. And what about Joe Biden? Joe Biden also has a very, very generous rating like Barack Obama. And I do think this reflects the fact that many of the people who vote in projects like this one are people who have very strong political biases for people for whom they probably have voted. And I think it's extremely likely that the overwhelming majority of people who voted in this particular poll, giving grades of greatness to all of our presidents, are the same people who would have voted for Barack Obama or for Joe Biden. Joe Biden being rated number 14. By the way, do I think it's impossible that especially if he concludes this last year of his term, or if he wins re-election to a second term, that President Biden would be, I think it's not possible that he could honestly be rated as a great or a near great president, but as a good president, the kind of who would enjoy the position of number 14, well, that's very different. And by the way, and people probably have heard about this. The big picture, as they report this whole story in Axios, the tally came from 154 presidential specialists. Abraham Lincoln topped the list with an average score of 95, while Biden scored an average of 63. Which put him two spots above Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was rated as 16th. President Trump, well, his rating was almost unbelievably negative. How negative? We will get to that and more on this crazy business of presidential rating and how it impacts Decision 2024. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedVed annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
And with Hail to the Chief, talking a little bit about, in fact, I think the Hail to the Chief that we're hearing in the background is played by the President's Own, as they're called, which is the Marine Band. Yes, they are members of the Marine Corps. Yes, they are gifted musicians. And yes, they have been, for much more than a century, part of the White House. Playing actually became part of the presidential routine in back in the 19th century, which is the Hail to the Chief. In any event, some of the presidents who do not get hailed, and I say this because, I mean, the big news about this is one of the candidates who's running for re-election is rated so far below every other president. The only reason I'm laughing is you know that Trump has been reading about this. And you know that he loves sending out various social media that say, well, I'm proud to be your favorite president. He's not the favorite president for the members of the American Political Science Association. And the one thing that I would say to President Trump, if he asked, would be, well, feel encouraged by Ulysses S. Grant. Ulysses S. Grant was enormously popular when he was president. He won two landslide elections. And, in fact, he didn't really have any opposition in the Electoral College for his second term in 1872. You know why? Because that was another issue that I'm writing about. There was a candidate for president where really the question about his health and vitality and youthfulness. Horace Greeley was a 62-year-old newspaper editor at the time running against U.S. Grant for re-election. And Horace Greeley died before the Electoral College could vote. So it was a very one-sided election. And Grant, of course, was a hero who really had helped Lincoln win the war more than anyone else. And Grant used to be rated constantly at the very, very bottom of the barrel because his regime was tarnished by all kinds of sort of sleazy dealing. I've spoken briefly on the air before, and I wrote about it in one of our Substack articles, which you can, by the way, should check it out because it's a fascinating story. Alejandro Mayorkas is the first cabinet member to actually be impeached by the House of Representatives. And while he was still a member of the cabinet, the only other cabinet member who got impeached had resigned literally hours before the impeachment came down. His name was William Worth Belknap, and he was a Secretary of War under Grant, and he was an Army buddy of Grant's. In any event, I bring up Grant because Grant was, in the 1930s and 1940s and 1950s, rated at the very bottom among American presidents. And his rating has soared from number 36 to number 17. Grant is now getting some respect that he didn't get before, and partially because he was one of those people who honored the Republican Party tradition, even though he was originally a Democrat, became a Republican when the party came into its own, and protected some of the gains of Reconstruction and the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments that gave rights to former slaves. And to all people, regardless of race, in this country. But Grant has been rising in esteem since then. Plus, there are such wonderful biographies like the new Ron Chernow biography and a new H.L. Brands biography that are all about U.S. Grant and what an interesting and fabulous guy he is. So the fact that Donald Trump has fallen way, 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 way down in esteem to, this is President Trump now. He is the lowest of the low. He has a 10.92, he has 11 rating points of 100 possible. Remember, Lincoln had 95. And Trump is rated below James Buchanan, who had 17, not the 11. He's below Andrew Johnson, who was also impeached. He came one vote away from being convicted by the Senate. And direct reconstruction, and then Franklin Pierce. Now, those three at the bottom, it's very, very well deserved. Very well deserved. Not so well deserved for the next one toward the bottom, William Henry Harrison. He was rated only 26. Now, what's the trouble with William Henry Harrison? He had to accomplish in 31 days what other presidents had a full 4 years to accomplish. He died a month after inauguration, partially because of his own stupidity. He was considered and ridiculed at the time, and this is a message for Joe Biden. He was ridiculed as Granny Harrison because he was the oldest person at that time ever nominated by a major party. He was 68. And remember, this is when life expectancies were much, much less. In any event, Granny Harrison was so determined to show that he was vigorous and manly that he gave the longest inaugural address ever. It lasted 2 hours for him to read it. It was 8,445 words. And he stood out in the cold without an overcoat, rode on a horseback to his inauguration, and stood out in the cold for 2 hours, and he got pneumonia and died. I mean, but it's unfair, it seems to me, to rate somebody who was only president for 31 days to rate him among the very latest, the very lowest. By the way, Andrew Jackson had the biggest fall off, and most of this has to do with racist or racial issues, because Jackson was not only a slave owner, he's somebody who believed in slavery, and he also, despite the fact that he had great respect for Indians as individuals, and even had adopted an orphaned Indian boy into his own household, no, he was not a favorite of people who study Native American history. He has fallen 12 places from number 9 down to number 21. More on what it means and what Comedy Central would have to say about it coming up.
Michael Medved
is a high-quality human being.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You
USA News Update. The U.S. is gearing up to impose significant new sanctions on Russia following the death of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
I told you we'd be announcing sanctions on Russia. We'll have a major package announced on Friday.
President Biden says the sanctions aim to hold Russia responsible for Navalny's death and for its actions during the conflict in Ukraine. California continues to be drenched by relentless rain as a powerful Pacific storm sweeps through the region. The downpour has led to widespread flooding on roads and a number of mudslides. Santa Barbara and Ventura counties, situated along the coast, have borne the brunt of the rainfall. Disgraced and ousted former New York Representative George Santos is suing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel for deceiving him into creating cameo videos and then broadcasting them on the show. Santos cites breach of contract, copyright infringement, and fraudulent inducement. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, talking about the ratings game for presidents of the United States. You know the top five. The top five are the four Mount Rushmore characters: Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Theodore Roosevelt. And who is the fifth in the presidential ranking? It's the one who served as president too late to make it to Mount Rushmore, because they had begun doing Mount Rushmore in the 1920s, and it took years and years for Goodson Borglum, the Norwegian brilliant sculptor, to bring Mount Rushmore. Now, Mount Rushmore has become controversial. Why? Because Goodson Borglum, same guy, also did another large sculpture. I'm pretty sure it was the same guy, to honor heroes of the Confederacy, which in Stone Mountain, Georgia, which there is talk of. Well, they already have explanations. They have panels that explain why they have Jefferson Davis, Stonewall Jackson, and Robert E. Lee riding together in outside Atlanta. Anyway, the idea of the presidential rating game is so extraordinary, and particularly when you look at the people at the very bottom of the collection. And mostly the people who have earned their place at the bottom are people who had something to do with the Confederacy and the institution of slavery. And why? Because, well, James Buchanan was one of those people who supported the Dred Scott decision, which basically said that black people did not deserve to be treated as human beings. It's really the worst decision in the history of the American court, claiming that the Constitution, which was silent on slavery, other than basically taking a position that, yes, it was constitutional to eliminate the slave trade 20 years after the Constitution started, and Jefferson did that. But the Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, and Andrew Johnson, who are the bottom dwellers along with Donald Trump, it's unfair to compare Trump to people who are so monumentally wrong on such a gigantic moral issue of the time as human slavery and disunion. Now, it's not that Buchanan and Pierce were in favor of secession, but that they were so incredibly ineffective in trying to head it off and to preserve the Union. The whole idea of rating people in politics, you have to treat them. And Jeremy, do we have those 24 and 20, or we're going to play that? Yeah, Joy Reid on MSNBC had on her her show on MSNBC, the historian Michael Beschloss, who was asked in the question why we have in our top 10 presidents so many who were racists and slaveholders. Listen. 24.
I'd have some differences. It's hard to compare presidents across the generations. You know, they all had different problems, different times. They were living at times that certain ideas were more important than others. I mean, for instance, Theodore Roosevelt, I don't know when historians are going to wake up to the fact that the guy used terribly racist rhetoric, very white supremacist. The 1912 Theodore Roosevelt Progressive Party Bull Moose platform was for segregation of the races in America. So I'm not sure how long that's going to stick.
Right. I mean, Woodrow Wilson used to always get in the top 10. He used to drive me nuts. I'm like, this guy was a horribly racist monster, but he dropped out, right? So he's gone down. I'm interested in some of the movement. Andrew Jackson used to get ranked highly. He's gone, dropped out of the top 10, which I think is a good thing. He's now at 21. He's down 12 places since 2015. And as I mentioned, Woodrow Wilson, he's down 5 points since 2015.
Right.
Some of those are good. What do you think about the idea of Barack Obama being so high? Because I think he's 11 and now he's 7. He's moved up.
Well, I think he has moved up, and I think he will move up further. And as far as Andrew Jackson is concerned, it shows that, you know, historians can do the right thing. It takes us a while. He was president in the early 19th century. But, you know, a liberal like Arthur Schlesinger, the historian, wrote a glowing book about Andrew Jackson. LBJ had Andrew Jackson's portrait in the Oval Office. But we now, given what people are justifiably more sensitive to, this was the guy who did to Native Americans, who was responsible for the Trail of Tears, and he was a slaveholder.
Well, okay, and there's worse things about Andrew Jackson as well, including, part of his desire to completely wreck the U.S. economic system by destroying the Bank of the United States, which helped to lead to the Great Panic of 1837, which was a prelude to the Great Depression. Reed was also asked about Trump being ranked as the absolute worst in American history. She talked about that with Michael Beschloss. Listen.
Okay, that was Donald Trump actively rooting against the well-being of this country and the American people, saying he hopes the economy crashes this year because he, quote, doesn't want to be Herbert Hoover. Well, Trump got his wish. A new poll out today shows that he is not Herbert Hoover. He's actually way, way worse. The poll of historians and scholars ranks every president in U.S. history from best to worst. And while Herbert Hoover received the 36th spot, Trump is ranked dead last.
You'll notice the joy with which she is able to announce that. By the way, one of the things that Trump did was he placed a portrait of Andrew Jackson back in the White House because he's an admirer of Andrew Jackson's. And again, it's very tough to do what Beschloss and Joy Reid are both doing, which is to talk about the very, very different attitude toward race and racism that existed, much to our shame, and the greater enlightenment we have. But Barack Obama ranked 7th greatest president of all time, and basically the one, this is like him winning the Nobel Peace Prize, because you may remember he won the Nobel Peace Prize before he had even served a day as president of the United States. He had been a first-term senator from Illinois. So what did he do to promote peace? He ran for president, and he broke the color barrier, and he broke one of the biggest, do you call it a glass ceiling? I don't know what you call it. But he certainly broke one of the greatest rules in American historiography, which is that only people who are male, and he's definitely male, but male and white are eligible to vote for president. And by the way, much discussion about President Trump picking a female vice president, but has to be somebody very different, one would think, from Kamala. More about Kamala and the vice presidency coming up on the Medved Show.
Shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this.
The Michael Medved Show.
No.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Michael Medved show, Joe Biden may have surprised the world by scoring number 14 on the all-time great American presidents list, which I think is very, very generous to Joe Biden, more generous than I think that he is actually deserves. But one of the things that is fascinating is this is coming at a time when more and more prominent people on the left are saying that Joe Biden should step aside and actually give his party some chance to win, or to at least give us a more encouraging kind of choice than we seem to have right now, where the overwhelming majority of Americans, Democrats, Republicans, independents, nobody thinks, oh, wow, what a wonderful choice. This is so terrific. I just received in the mail an official publication from the Secretary of State of the State of Washington. And the presidential primary, March 12th, 2024. Now, the chances are the Washington primary is coming 7 days after Super Tuesday. And by Super Tuesday, it is very likely that both races will be over. The Democratic race isn't so much over as it never got started. When Robert Kennedy Jr. decided that he was not going to run as a Democrat, not run for the Democratic nomination, but run as an independent, that was basically the end of the Democratic race for president. And the Republican race right now, Nikki Haley is hanging on. She gave a spirited speech today. Who knows? Maybe she can come unexpectedly close to Trump in South Carolina. But Trump is still 23 points ahead, according to the Real Clear Politics average of polls. And The voter's pamphlet from Washington State Elections, advertising the presidential primary March 12th, it has information about four Democratic candidates: Joseph R. Biden Jr., Dean Phillips, that's the congressman from Minnesota, and Marianne Williamson. Did I say four? I counted wrong. No, it's only three. And only five Republican candidates. Chris Christie, he's dropped out. Ron DeSantis, he's dropped out. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's dropped out. And Donald J. Trump, he has not dropped out, and neither has Nikki Haley. But when you look through this thing, it's just so depressing. I'm sorry, it is. It's very tough to... And I'll tell you the way that the Trump sells himself. First of all, I believe the photograph he chose to use in the booklet from the state of Washington, I think it's one of his mugshots. It looks that way. And so each of the candidates are asked to make. And Trump, in his statement, he says, I left behind my former life because I could not sit by and watch career politicians continue bleeding this country dry and allow other nations to take advantage of us on trade, borders, foreign policy, and national defense. As president, I took on every powerful special interest, every one. Fixing globalist trade deals, ending foreign wars, securing the border, and standing up to Big Pharma and China. Together, we put America first and return power to the American people. The corrupt government cartel is once again destroying our country. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, that allowed Russia to devastate Ukraine. Wait a minute, he's the one who's opposed to defending Ukraine. China to threaten Taiwan and Iran to build a nuclear weapon. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed. Is that true? Crime is rampant, like never before. Terrorists are invading our southern border, and the economy is in recession. We are a nation that is hostile to liberty, freedom, and faith. Our populist movement to make America great again is the only force on earth that will lead our country back to safety, prosperity, and peace. I will never stop fighting for you, the American people, against the failed political establishment. I take the slings and arrows for you so that we can have our country back. Together, we will finish the job of saving our country once and for all and save the next and raise the next generation of strong American patriots and leaders. That idea that America is so negative, it's actually offering an alternative to that notion, is one of the reasons that President Trump is running surprisingly strongly among people of color. And Charlemagne the God was just on ABC talking about why Democrats have lost credibility with black people. Here's what he had to say. It's clip 12.
And the other problem is they've always done this with every single Republican candidate. Since I've been alive, whoever the Republican presidential candidate has been, they've demonized. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's John McCain. It doesn't matter if it was, you know, Mitt Romney. It doesn't matter who it is. They will demonize the Republican candidate. And now that there's an actual legitimate threat right there in our faces, they're like the party who cried wolf. Nobody believes them.
Okay, I think that's actually a surprisingly strong point. And then he said this about the Biden White House connecting with him, Charlemagne the God, clip 11.
Do you get blowback from the White House? Because you, now in this conversation, you're very tough on Biden. So when you say something critical, do you hear from him?
Yeah, and I think that's the stupidest ever. Because I feel like you should be able to criticize whoever your elected official is, right? And even if I do criticize them, I'm criticizing them because of what I see coming up in November. I see what we're facing. So what I'm saying to them is, where is the sense of urgency? You can't keep saying that there's a threat to democracy, and democracy as we know it is going to be gone, but not act like it.
Okay, this is the problem, is you have one side that's saying that America's already lost, and it's been destroyed, and it's a nation in decline, or you're on the other side saying, oh, we are in threat of losing our democracy, and if we lose this one election, then all is lost. No wonder you get this voter's pamphlet, and you start looking at it and leafing through it for the presidential primary election, and there is so much disappointment and depression and a feeling that, well, we can do better. Is there an indication of doing better, even from people in the world of a basketball commentary that you wouldn't expect? Well, maybe yes. And Nikki Haley giving her fighting speech today and attacking President Trump, who wants to be president again, with more energy than she has in the past. We will give you an example of what that sounded like in a speech that she had promoted very heavily, just a few days away now from the very important South Carolina primary, which is coming right up. We'll also talk a little bit about history not repeating itself. That's often attributed to Mark Twain, but I don't think he really said it, but it's still a good comment. History doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And it's worth listening to some isolationists in the past, especially now with so many questions about the isolationist caucus that seems to have taken over much of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives. Why is that a problem? Well, because right now it is the Speaker of the House and up to him to give the House a chance to vote, to provide the arms buildup that is necessary for defending the cause of freedom in Ukraine, of human decency in Israel and in Taiwan and around the world, because that defense is deeply, deeply dependent on this greatest nation, on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.